good to be out there on my new team, and it was a good experience. Obviously, I would love to be playing out there, but good to see the guys go.
You had a chance to meet the medical staff. What's the update in terms of how you're feeling and when you expect to play again?
I'm feeling good. Everything looks good to them. We're just gonna follow the protocol and the schedule. No rush to get me back. We're just gonna go whenever I'm ready and whenever everybody else feels ready.
Was it more frustrating to see football actually happening and you weren't able to be part of that?
Definitely. This is my first time ever sitting out with an injury like this or being out for this amount of time. It was very frustrating, but you just take the mental reps and get better in that way. Control what you can control, and everything will just fall in place. And whenever I get back out there, it's going to be special.
Are you still confident that you'll play this season?
We're just taking it day by day. We're just going to see where we're at down the road and just follow the protocol from there.
Everyone thinks that you're going to be just fine. Eagles would have drafted you as high as they did if they didn't believe you'd be fine. Do you have confidence that you're going to make a full recovery and be 100%? You're going to be the same old guy you were in college?
Oh, definitely. I feel that way exactly. Just my hard work and my work ethic. I just know myself and just want to get back on the field, and that hungry mentality is just going to drive me to be the best.
You don't question it at all?
No.
What's the immediate plan now over the next few weeks, months, in terms of your recovery? What are the steps you need to take?
I'm just doing something every day to get better. Rehab every day, just lifting and getting stronger every day. Staying the course and sticking to the plan is just going to take me a long way.
Are there benchmarks along that path as far as they want you to do this on this day and this on this day?
Not exactly. Just doing kind of like the same thing every day. Same exercises, getting the mobility and stuff back correctly, and it's just taking every step day by day.
What kinds of exercises?
Just trying to get your mobility back, toe curls, toe crunches. It's a whole bunch of other stuff I don't want to get into.
I know you said you're following the protocol, but a report came out that you'll be back on the field in October. Is that something you've heard, and is that consistent?
Don't know where that came from. I don't think that's a credible source. Our whole staff and myself, we're just going to take it slowly and just come back whenever I'm ready and when everybody else feels comfortable like I'm ready.
Sydney, I think Dr. Anderson originally put your timetable at 4 to 6 months. Has anything changed from that, or is it just the Eagles being cautious as far as moving forward?
Everybody's being cautious. Nobody wants to rush me back and see a re-injury occur from this. That would be a bad situation if that happens. So we're just going to stick to the safe side and just take it slowly.
Could you get better without being on the field?
Definitely. You can take the mental reps. As I'm not practicing, watch practice, see what see what people are doing good and see what people are doing bad on, and just learn from that. Film room, weight room, nutrition, everything can just play a part in, progressing yourself as a player.
Sydney, are you by nature a patient person?
No.
So how testing is this for you?
It's very testing, especially today in the defensive meeting rooms after practice, just watching the film. It was kind of burning me inside, just, not being able to play, and everybody's being coached up and I'm not being coached up, and I just have to, watch the other guys do their stuff, and it's hard, but it's a process, and you'll learn patience going through this. So
when we finally see you, when Eagles fans finally see you play, describe the kind of player that Eagles fans will see at the link every day.
You're getting a passionate player who loves football. Couldn't be happier to be in the position I'm in right now. Just getting a great player, great football player, great person. Somebody who loves to compete and goes hard every time he steps on the field.
If this weekend's over, what will you do? Will you go back to California and then come back here, or will you stay here and rehab at this facility?
I'm going back to Seattle, Washington to do my rehab at University of Washington. So I'll be there the whole time working out and doing my rehab there until I can come back June 10th.
So you won't be here for any of the OTAs, just for the mini camp?
Yeah.
Cindy, there's a chance you and Russell Douglas could be here for a long time. Have you had a chance to get to know him and watch his game at all?
Yes. I haven't watched him too much. I've seen a few highlights. He's a terrific player. But me and him have been, you know, kind of close in this short amount of time. Getting to know each other, that's going to be my guy for the next 4 years and more.
Sorry, Russell was telling me that you were kind of giving him some pointers, and then he said it's going to be up to him to kind of fill you in on whatever you miss. How do you think that process is going to play itself out?
We're just going to help each other out throughout this whole process. If I miss something, he's going to help me. I've asked him a whole bunch of questions already today, and he's asking me to, you know, watch him on the field and see what he can get better on, and I'm trying to critique him. So it's just a good process for both of us to learn from each other.
What's the next mini goal that you have for yourself in the rehab?
Mini goal. So the 21st, I start walking without this boot, and that's just going to be the next step in my recovery process. That's what I'm looking forward to next.
And when is that boot supposed to come off?
The 21st of this month.
The training staff and the medical staff are going to be pretty important for you. Have you gotten a chance to know them in these past few days and past few weeks?
Yes, I have. Yes. I've got to work with like two or three guys closely.
How much do you feel like you have to prove? And there's a lot of draft picks, even first rounders that say, you know, I have a lot to prove. Where I was picked doesn't mean anything. But for a guy that, you know, slipped in the draft because of the injury, then you're injured, what do you think you have to prove in the NFL when you do get your shot?
Well, every draft player or every incoming rookie has to prove they're worthy to be in this league. Just for myself, I just want to earn the respect and the trust of, you know, my fellow teammates, and that's a big goal for me. Just proving I'm worthy.
What are your early thoughts of Coach Schwartz? What do you think of him?
Smart guy, very intense. I love his energy on the practice field. He's very active, very very smart guy.
So you've been rehabbing with Washington, University of Washington staff, and now the Eagles got their hands on you, so to speak. Is there any tweaks that they made, the Eagles made, with what you've been doing, or?
No, we're not doing too much that's gonna, you know, hurt. Not really hurt me, but ramp anything up. Yet, when I get the boot off on the 21st, that's when everything start like ramping up. But everything's kind of been solid and the same.
You mentioned ramping up. When you say ramping up, what exactly?
Just taking that next step and really intensifying the rehab process, and that's when everything kind of shifts. You know, getting that boot off, and it's gonna be like less support, and you can just do more stuff without the boot, and I'll be ready to do more stuff without the boot.
You mentioned you're not a patient person, so when the boot comes off, how cognizant of that do you have to be that you don't overdo it once it comes off?
Very cognizant. Just don't move too fast. Obviously, you could re-injure something. It's just a self-awareness type of thing that I'm going to have to be very conscious of, and it shouldn't be too hard.
You're obviously aware of the difference in the money between 14 and 43, you know, do you look at that very much? Do you think about, you know, there's your second contract and what getting to that and so forth, and what you missed out on?
I mean, it's obviously there. Try not to pay too much attention to it. Just, you know, I'm in this league. That's been my dream since, you know, I started playing ball at the age of six. Just, I'm in the league, and that's all I could be grateful for. And second contract, if that happens to come, which I'm very hopeful it does come, then it comes.
Sydney, have you been to Philadelphia before?
No, this is my first time here.
Okay, so you don't know about the fans then, right? You've never experienced that?
I haven't experienced it, but I could feel it. I could feel it.
I know they're very impatient.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Sydney, do you think ultimately it'll be a more difficult process to get back to 100% from a physical standpoint or from a mental standpoint?
I don't think I have a problem with either of those.
We'll take one or two more.
You had that Sydney Lake nickname in college. Are you Sydney Unland now? Are you spending a lot of time with Corey Unland?
I just got here, so Hopefully I'll get that nickname, but not in that way. But I'll be spending a lot of time with him, just getting to know the defense inside and out, and know my responsibility and assignment. So we spend a lot of time with him.
Do you dream of playing against sort of guys like Odell Beckham and Dez Bryant and some of the people you got to play against in this division?
Definitely. I always look up to the competition. That's, you know, big time players make big time plays in big time games. I always go by that motto, and that's something I look forward to.
Take one more.
You tweeted out a few months back, trust the process. Does that come from Joel Embiid, or is that totally separate?
Separate. I just tweeted it out. I didn't think twice about it.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Thanks.